Welcome to episode 947 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
The evening is quiet in the small, dimly lit room where Paul and Titus are staying during their travels. The flicker of a single oil lamp casts shadows on the walls as Paul sits at a table, deep in thought, his hands resting on a parchment. Titus enters the room, sensing Paul's contemplative mood.
Paul, you seem troubled tonight. Is everything all right?
Titus, my heart is heavy for the believers in Galatia. Despite the grace and freedom we've preached, they've been led astray by the Judaizers. They are missing the true essence of who Jesus is.
Yes, I've heard the troubling reports. It's hard to believe that after experiencing such freedom in Christ, they would turn back to the bondage of the law.
Exactly. They were running a good race, but someone cut in on them. These Judaizers are convincing them that they must follow the Jewish law to be truly saved. It's as if they've forgotten that Jesus is our justification, not the law.
It's as if they are trying to add to Christ's finished work on the cross, not realizing that his sacrifice is complete and sufficient.
Yes, Titus. That's what grieves me the most. By trying to adhere to the law, they are essentially saying that Jesus' sacrifice was not enough. They are alienating themselves from the grace that he offers freely.
How do we help them see the truth again? How do we remind them of the simplicity and purity of the gospel?
We must remind them of the revelation that Jesus gave us. We must emphasize that justification comes through faith in Christ alone. They need to understand that in Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value, only faith expressing itself through love.
Galatians, written by the Apostle Paul, addresses critical issues faced by early Christian communities in Asia Minor. The insights he shares with these believers not only shaped the early church, but also profoundly influenced key figures in the Protestant Reformation. And these insights have enduring relevance for us today.
Today's top 10 list.
10 unique revelations of Jesus found in the book of Galatians.
Number 1.
Jesus as the source of grace and peace. Paul opens the letter by emphasizing that grace and peace come from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In John 14:27, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." Martin Luther says, "This is the reason why our theology is certain. It snatches us away from ourselves and places us outside ourselves so that we depend not on our own strength, conscience, experience, person, or works, but on that which is outside ourselves, that is, on the promise and truth of God, which cannot deceive." The German reformer underscores the certainty of Jesus' peace, reminding us that our confidence lies not in ourselves, but in the unwavering promise of God.
Number 2.
Jesus' sacrificial love. Jesus gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of God the Father. In John 15:13, Jesus declares, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." This demonstrates his sacrificial love for humanity. John Calvin, the reformer, writes, "Christ, by his obedience, indeed, by his whole life, rendered the Father propitious to us, and by his death he has expiated our sins. Through his obedience and sacrifice, Jesus has reconciled us with the Father."
Number 3.
Jesus revealed through revelation. Paul emphasizes that his gospel came through a direct revelation of Jesus Christ and not from human sources. In Matthew 16:17, after Peter's confession of Jesus as the Messiah, Jesus replies, "Blessed are you, Simon son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven." Martin Luther notes, "No one can correctly understand God or his word unless he receives such understanding immediately from the Holy Spirit." Luther highlights the necessity of divine revelation for true comprehension of God's word.
Number 4.
Jesus fulfills the promise to Abraham. Jesus Christ is the seed promised to Abraham through whom all nations would be blessed. In John 8:56, Jesus says, "Your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and was glad." This indicates that Jesus is the fulfillment of the promise to Abraham. John Calvin points out that we are adopted as sons by the grace of Christ through faith, so that we might receive the promise of the inheritance as if by right.
Number 5.
Jesus as the means of justification. Believers are justified by faith in Jesus Christ, not by the works of the law. In John 3:16, Jesus proclaims, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." This highlights faith in Jesus as the means of salvation. Martin Luther declares, "Faith is a living, daring confidence in God's grace, so sure and certain that a man would stake his life on it 1,000 times. Luther's powerful declaration resonates deeply with this principle.
Number 6.
Jesus' crucifixion and believers' identity. Paul explains that he has been crucified with Christ and that Christ lives in him. The life he now lives in the body, he lives by faith in the Son of God. In Luke 9:23, Jesus tells his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." This call to take up the cross symbolizes being crucified with Christ. John Calvin asserts, "We are reconciled to God through Christ's blood alone and not through the deeds of the law, and in consequence thereof, we are justified only by faith, through Christ and Christ alone."
Number 7.
Jesus as the Redeemer from the curse of the law. Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. In Matthew 20:28, Jesus says, "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." This shows Jesus' role in redeeming humanity. The Reformer, Huldrych Zwingli, asserts, "Christ has borne all the consequences of the law for us, and has reconciled us with God."
Number 8.
Jesus sends the Spirit of Sonship. Because believers are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, "Abba, Father." In John 14, verses 16 to 17, Jesus promises, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth." This promise of the Holy Spirit aligns with the Spirit of Sonship. Martin Luther writes, "The Holy Spirit himself and God, the Father, together with Christ, testify that we are truly sons of God."
Number 9.
Jesus and the new creation. In Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. What counts is the new creation. In John 3:3, Jesus tells Nicodemus, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." This new birth signifies becoming a new creation in Christ. John Calvin notes, "Hence, we infer that when anyone is converted to Christ, he becomes a new creature. He begins to be what he was not before." Calvin notes that conversion to Christ transforms us into new creatures.
Number 10.
Jesus as the fulfillment of the law. The whole law is fulfilled in one word: "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." This love is exemplified and empowered by Jesus Christ. In Matthew 22, verses 37 to 40, Jesus states, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it: love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." This demonstrates Jesus' teaching that love fulfills the law. Martin Luther posits, "The law says, do this, and it is never done. Grace says, believe in this, and everything is already done." Luther contrasts the law's demands with grace's fulfillment, emphasizing that faith in Christ completes what the law could not. These quotes from Martin Luther, John Calvin, and Huldrych Zwingli, among others, reflect the Reformer's deep engagement with the key themes of the Book of Galatians and their application to Christian doctrine and life. The Book of Galatians offers profound revelations of Jesus Christ, demonstrating his unparalleled role in our faith and salvation. As Paul's words echo through history, they remind us of the foundational truths of grace, sacrifice, and divine love that Jesus embodies. May these insights inspire us to deepen our relationship with Christ and live out the freedom he has secured for us. Father, thank you for the timeless truths revealed in the Book of Galatians. Help us to embrace the grace and freedom found in Jesus Christ and live each day guided by your Spirit. May our lives reflect your love and truth to the world around us. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest. today.